Is it possible to be an outgoing, extroverted introvert? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst, and that's what I want to talk about today. You see, earlier this week, one of my readers commented on a post I wrote about attention deficit, and her comment was such a good question that it sparked this conversation. And in it, she said, "I'm intrigued by the phrase outgoing introvert, as others are often surprised that I consider myself an introvert. Do you think we've learned to be outgoing out of necessity so that we can network, or is there something else going on? Any thoughts?" So, okay, Janet, I'd love that question, and let's talk about that. You see, over the years of attending networking functions and conferences, I've learned that a good number of people that are there consider themselves introverts, me included. But it's helpful to note that being shy and being introverted are not necessarily the same thing. Shyness is usually related to confidence, and the other is a personality type. Someone that has an introverted personality type, whether it's that extroverted introvert or whether it's just straight introvert, means that there are instances where solitude are necessary in order to recharge, in order to bring energy back into our systems. Now, I've described myself as an outward or outgoing introvert or extroverted introvert for years, and at the time, I thought I had made up the terminology. However, I wasn't the first to coin a phrase. Now, if you're wondering where you fit on that extroverted-introverted spectrum, just do a quick Google search, and you'll find that there are a number of different tests that are out there to help you identify where you fit within the scale. So what the heck is an extroverted introvert then? Well, extroverted introverts often fall right in the middle of that introverted extroverted spectrum. Many EIs, as they call them, have best of both worlds because they can tap into their spectrum as needed. And I find that to be true about me. Once I meet people and the conversation starts, I can get quite animated. And I love my solitude though also, you know, my thinking time, my reading time, my introspective time. But my loud music and dancing with friends and getting up on stage to speak to hundreds of people is also a charge. I'm a mix. I've learned over the years how to balance that mix. I really can't have a lot of extroverted time because then I get drained, but I can't have a lot of introverted time either because then I get bored. Having that mix means that I set up a business type that allows me to have the best of both worlds. So what does that have to do with business? Regardless of if you're introverted, extroverted, or a combination, anytime you try to put a square peg into a round hole, it generally doesn't work. Understanding your personality style is helpful in navigating networking, talking with prospects, or building joint venture partners, etc. I love people, but in general, I'm much more comfortable if someone comes to talk to me rather than me seeking them out. I'm usually conserving my energy, and that's been true since I was quite young. However, when I started my business back in 2002, I quickly learned that networking was much more effective if I wasn't trying to blend in with the wallpaper. Over the years, I've learned many techniques and I've adapted. I'm still authentically me, but I approach interactions differently and with ease. So what do you do? I'm always curious about how other business owners manage their personality type to successfully navigate networking and other business functions. Share your tips here freely. I'd love to hear them. This is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. I hope you're having a great day. To your success, and bye-bye for now.